Anybody got it? That star doesn't have. Okay? Got to be straight. There are several ways, but that is one. Four straight lines. We've got to start thinking outside the box. We've got to start thinking with the Holy Spirit's mentality and go public. We've got to start speaking people's language with the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given us. You see, our knowledge of who Jesus is and what God did through Jesus for us is not a source of privilege. It's not a source for us to walk down the street saying, hey, I got salvation, you don't. Right? No, it's not at all. It's a call to service on behalf of Christ to this community of Warsaw and the world. This is a call to service to this community and the world. Whatever knowledge we have is only because of the grace of God. And it's given to us in order to direct us to ministry. On this Pentecost Sunday, we are celebrating God anointing the church with the Holy Spirit and how the Spirit empowered that early church. Let us be a part of that powerful movement of the Spirit and get excited about what God has done in the church. And let us, what? Go public. We have got to, see there it is in capital letters. That's why I thought you knew it. I figured you'd already read it. We've got to get excited about what God is doing and what God has done, right? We would not be here today if it wasn't for what God and the folks that came before us had done, would we? No. But the thing is, we also got to get excited about what God is doing right now, right, Terry? Yeah, we got to get excited about what God is doing here amongst you. That's good English, isn't it? Amongst. We got to go public, folks. We got to step out of the boat. We got to hold up people's souls more than we do gasoline or anything else that's on sale. Amen? Let's pray. Gracious God, you're an awesome God, and we thank you so much for the gift of service to others. We thank you, God, for the grace that you've given us and the knowledge that we have in who Jesus is. We thank you, Lord, for the church and all that she has brought us through the centuries, because we are here today only because of the church's history. And we thank you for working and moving and breathing in that church, Lord, to save souls and to build your kingdom. And last, we give you thanks that we are a part of that. Help us, God. Enjoy the party. Help us learn the language of this community and the world so that we can go out and change lives. In Jesus' holy name, amen. If you're able, would you please stand? And it's on the insert in your bulletin, or it's up here on the screen. All who are thirsty.